It's Williams' second consecutive year filing the legislation, and he says his goal hasn't changed.
To, one, begin the dialogue, begin the conversation, to either repeal and start over, because I think there are some aspects of the Stand Your Ground law that have been beneficial, but I think there are more components of the Stand Your Ground law that give individuals the ability or a screen to hide behind when they commit acts of great violence.
Williams' decision to file the bill comes after more than half of the state's lawmakers voted against holding a special session to review the law. Williams says he hopes his bill will receive a fair hearing, and Hill's House Speaker Will Weatherford's decision to hold a Stand Your Ground hearing during next month's committee meetings. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.